the rebound. Durant on the push. KD with a big step to the rim and hammered it home.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. Dubs get a big win against the Denver Nuggets last night. Take a two-game lead for the one seed. Boogie has his best game of the year for the Warriors. Kevin Durant grabs a couple technicals, gets ejected. Steph Curry can't see. Draymond is a thief. Tons of things to get to. So stick around for this episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? The Dubs beat the Nuggets last night by a final score, which was not indicative of the actual game, because I think we all know what actually happened. By a final score of 116 to 102. So the Dubs get a 14-point win, but that is not reflective of the actual game. Warriors were up by 30 with 7 minutes left to go. It was garbage time, 6 minutes of garbage time in the fourth. And, I mean, good job for the Nuggets, you know, third and fourth stringers to cut it to 14. But this thing was a blowout from the jump. Well, you know what? That's actually strong. From the jump, not really. The Nuggets had I think they were up 8 at a certain point in the first quarter. Warriors started to get it together. Paul Millsap cooled down, and Dubs obviously got out ahead of the Nuggets. To start the game, it was sloppy, and that's one of the things about this entire game was, even with the beatdown, offensively, incredibly sloppy. 24 turnovers for the Dubs. Yeah, 24. There was a span where they had like 8 turnovers and 10 possessions in the third. But we will get to that a little more in-depth in a minute. Steph opened the game with a 3, knocks it down. Steph doing what he does. Millsap, like I said, he was hot for the Nuggets. He came out, had 11 points of their first 16. The Nuggets led 16 to 11. But one thing that you noticed immediately in this game, Kevin Durant was aggressive, hunting his shot and taking good shots too. It's not as if he was taking bad shots and, you know, I'm out there looking for his own or anything like that. These were all shots that they needed, and he was getting them and he was knocking them down. And with the way he's played recently, it's not a bad thing that he's looking to distribute or anything. But like I've said, there are games where he's going to need to take over and be aggressive. This was one of them, and he was that. It's when you see stuff like this that you're like, you know, he should do that a little more often maybe. But anyways, KD came out, had 7 points in the first, was 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 1 from three. Still distributing, had 4 assists in the first quarter as well. Cousins was also really the headliner of this game. He had the biggest game out of all of them. Especially after KD got ejected, and we'll talk about that in a second. But in the first, the Warriors, they got down, I think, like 16-7 at one point. And, you know, it's not a big deal because it's the first quarter. Obviously, you still got, you know, what, 40 minutes of game time left or something. But it wasn't a great start for the team. Klay had a rough game. Steph was good, not great. He did end up going 5 of 10 from three, which obviously is big, but he ended the game with 17 points and, he was 6 of 11 from the field, 5 of 10 from three. It's kind of funny. He did have 5 assists though, a couple of steals, a couple of turnovers. Like I said, 24 turnovers. It was kind of ridiculous, but anyways, first quarter, Dubs have a 6-point lead, 30-24. And then in the second, they kind of started running away with it as the DeMarcus Cousins second unit was playing well. Kevin Durant went off. He had a sequence at the end of the quarter where it was 3 straight dunks. Oracle was lit. KD was fired up. You could obviously tell it was a different vibe from him. Not that he's been down or anything like that, but it was a completely different vibe from KD this game. He was hyped. He was locked in. The whole team was, really. Like I said, a lot of bad turnovers. McKinney knocks down a three at one point in the first, which was great because we just need more of that. And it completed a great highlight of Steph making Paul Millsap look like a fool. And then he kicks it out to McKinney, who knocks down the three. And in the last 5 minutes of that first quarter, that's when they really picked up the defense. Like I said, in the second quarter, Warriors kind of ran away with it, but it was a lot of sloppiness from both teams. Lots of turnovers, a lot of good defense from the Dubs, a lot of unforced turnovers on their part as well. So one of the things that I really have highlighted here for this entire game is defense and rebounding. Played great defense and did a great job rebounding, did the Warriors. But those turnovers were sloppy, terrible. I mean, Steve Kerr must have been ecstatic with the win, but oh man, I can't imagine he was really happy at all with 24 turnovers, especially the way they were turning the ball over. Because it's one thing if a team's playing good defense and force you into turnovers. It's another thing if you're just not paying attention. And that's what a lot of them were last night. But Bogut came in at 5:20 in the second for Boogie. Bogut had some solid minutes, man. It's the craziest part is he looks better offensively than I remember. Just more willing to take the shot, and he's making them now. I mean, maybe it really is just the wear and tear on his body from only playing 28 games in Australia this year has him that much more fresh. I don't know, but it's wild. Draymond had a bunch of turnovers on some ill-advised lobs. He would throw some bad lobs in this game that was pretty, I don't know. It was bad. But anyways, back to Kevin Durant. Three straight dunks. He's going crazy. Oracle's going crazy. Dubs are up by 16 at the half. They come out in the third quarter. Same old. Knocking down shots, being just aggressive on defense. And this is where it happened. 3 minutes and 39 seconds into the third. Kevin Durant takes a three. Was probably fouled by Paul Millsap, but he goes and gets in Zach Zarba's face, gets the tee, and then goes up to him and says, "Come on, man, I know you saw that talking about the foul." And you're usually allowed that area after you get that first tee to continue to say a thing or two. I know Draymond does. Draymond, it's funny, when Draymond gets his first tee, he feels even more empowered to go after refs for some reason. So KD gets that tee, is, you know, arguing a little bit more, but not so much that he should get the second one. But then Zach Zarba tees him up again. And you can see on the replay, clearly KD calls him a motherfucker, and KD was gone before calling him that. That was after the second tee. But part of it, man, you got to know your personnel as far as officials, that it's Zach Zarba and he is looking to throw tees as much as he can. He really enjoys it. He leads the league in technicals and threw out a couple more last night. Steve Kerr said after the game, look, he obviously deserved the first. The second one was ridiculous, though. He should not have gotten thrown out. And I don't know if it's backlash from what happened recently. I'll refrain from saying that because of the fact that it's Zach Zarba and he likes to throw tees around anyways. But it's, I don't know, something to keep your eye on moving forward. Something to keep an eye on. But so KD gets tossed. He had 21 points in, what, 12 minutes? No, in 21 minutes, he had 21 points. He was playing the best ball out of anyone on the team. And he gets tossed while the Warriors are up, 18, maybe 19, I think. And you're not worried about it, but, you know, that's something that happens. Your best player gets tossed with 9 minutes left in the third. That's plenty of time for a team like Denver to come back. But immediately, DeMarcus comes in, knocks down a shot on the post. Steph knocks down a three. They bump that lead up to 24. Timeout Denver. And that was it. Warriors were off and running. DeMarcus Cousins had himself a hell of a game. His best game of his season with the Warriors. He ended with 28 points on 12 of 17 shooting. Knocked down two threes, which is also big for him. He had 13 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. hands down his best game as a Warrior. And Steph was good too, but as soon as KD got knocked out of that game, got tossed, it was Boogie's game. And he really showed something. There's some matchups that are going to be bad for him, but man, there's some matchups where he's going to shine. And a guy like Jokic, he just, I don't know, he just has that matchup down. He can match size and girth and athleticism with Jokic. Steve played well against Steven Adams. He played great against Clint Capella. The DeMarcus Cousins thing is working. That's all I can say, and it's working great. And just to watch him game to game, it's just such a reminder about how, I don't know, not pretty some of his game is, as far as the low post stuff, banging and bumping, but just how effective it is. It's crazy. He had a great game. Kevon Looney coming off the bench had a solid game. He contributed 10 points, 5 rebounds, 3 of which, guess what, are of the offensive variety. That's another thing I wanted to mention about Kevon Looney. We've talked about the fact that he earlier in the year was top 10 in offensive rebounding percentage. Guess what? Top 5 now. He is a legit offensive rebounder. That is a real skill that he has that you can that other teams have to account for. It's not just, oh, he's good. It's, you know, he gets some offensive rebounds. He is a top 5 offensive rebounder in the game as far as offensive rebound percentage goes. And, you know, it's like Ed Davis or any of those other guys. It's a skill that he's great at. He also had 2 steals and 2 blocks. Andre Iguodala had a hell of a game, going plus 24 with 0 points. I don't have to try and explain his worth to listeners to Locked On Warriors because you all understand it. But, man, trying to explain how important Andre Iguodala is to this team to someone who only reads box scores is impossible. But he had another great game, did Andre. Sean was nice, too. It was just an all-around team win. One of the nice things, Jarebko came out, knocked down a couple threes. Not quite in garbage time. Garbage time adjacent. So it's good to see him knocking down threes. McKinney knocked one down. Quinn Cook didn't hit a three, so his streak of threes is over the last 3 games. But he did hit a couple shots. It was just an all-around good team win. I will say also, like I mentioned, defense rebounding was huge in this game. Denver wasn't. They also just missed some shots. But bottom line, regardless, Warriors are in their head. And they've wanted to really send a message to the Nuggets ever since that first game that they won, last second win, where the Warriors said, okay, we're going to beat you by 31, we're going to beat you by 17, and then we'll beat you by 14, even though we were up 30 with, 7 minutes to go. We own this matchup. They really wanted to send a message. That's what they've done. Going to take a quick break, come back, hear some post-game sound, some other stories to come out about the Warriors last night and today. You are listening to Locked On Warriors. And if you want to listen to Locked On Warriors, go get the Himalaya podcast app. It's one of the best new podcast apps out there. You can get Locked On Warriors on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and now Himalaya. Go download Himalaya right now and tell your smart device that you want to listen to Locked On Warriors. What up, everybody? Welcome in. Or you know what? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. A lot of fun stuff happened last night, not just the game, which was, I had a lot of fun with it. Steph Curry is doing his, Goats of Oracle Arena, where he's showing up in different jerseys to represent some of Oracle's most beloved players. He did it with Baron Davis, Steven Jackson. And last night, he had to do it for his man, Andres Biedrins. Loved it. I loved it. Shout out Beans. I'll never understand the story of Beans, the guy who averaged a double-double for a couple years and then just fell off the face of the earth. But love that guy. And I thought it was a great shout out. And on top of that, you see Draymond Green show up in a Jason Richardson jersey, which is awesome on so many levels. I also kind of noticed it was a little snug on him. So I figured he stole it from Steph. And Draymond kind of reinforced that. He confirmed it. Here's what Draymond had to say about wearing the J. Rich jersey into the arena?
Nah, this is the only one I'm wearing. I got respect for all those guys that came before me, but, you know, this was the one that I really wanted to wear. Obviously, the whole thing with Steph's idea, and I'm like, oh, that's dope. And then I walked in the locker room at the practice facility one day before Steph got there. It's always good to be first one at the gym. So I walked in and he had all the jerseys hanging up in his locker. I quickly went to snatch this one. So I stole it. And I got away with it. So.
It helped that you won too, right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. But nonetheless, I feel good wearing this jersey. Obviously, being a kid growing up in Saginaw, watching Jay make it out, was big for me and my confidence and my belief. And so, Jay, Lamar Woodley, all those guys watching them, and then they come full circle. Jay Rich at Michigan State, 23, Warriors, 23. It felt good to put this one on.
So Draymond said it's the only jersey he's going to wear, letting Steph do his thing. But as soon as he saw the Jay Rich, he had to steal it from Steph, and he got away with it, like he said. But what makes it so special, and he mentioned this, I don't know if you guys, really caught it, but the fact that he is from Saginaw, just like Jason Richardson. He played at Michigan State and wearing number 23, just like Jay Rich did. And then he's a Golden State Warrior wearing 23, just like Jay Rich. It's a pretty awesome story, pretty beautiful thing, especially knowing the pride that Draymond has in Saginaw, Michigan State, and the Warriors. So, I thought it was great. Really cool. I'm glad he did it. I thought he should have before stealing it from Steph. But I thought it was awesome and cool to hear him talk about it. Another thing he talked about was the fact that just Boogie playing his best basketball, and I don't want to say getting his confidence back because I don't really know if Boogie ever lost confidence, but after last night when Boogie got pulled, he was standing on the court doing hand over on his forehead looking for Jokic, basically saying, where's Jokic? Where's this guy been all game? Just kind of rubbing it in a little bit, but look, when you have a game like Boogie did and when you lock down Jokic like he did, you can do that stuff. And I'm sure you can imagine Draymond loved it. Here's what Dre had to say.
Appreciate what DeMarcus has done to Jokic the last two times you guys have played those guys.
Yeah. with a smile on my face, watching Cuz talk and, obviously backing up the talk he's doing on the floor with the play. But, he's dominated that matchup these last couple times. And, it's good to see. He kind of go at every guy who, since his injury, a lot of people try to put some guys before him, and he go at every one of them. So, it's personal for him. And when you can kind of back that up with the talent that he has, it's special to watch.
So there's Draymond just talking about the job Boogie has done on Jokic specifically, not just the points he's scoring or anything like that, but his job defensively, shutting down Jokic. And I have to give Boogie a ton of credit because he's done amazing in that aspect over the last couple times they've played Denver. And look, Denver, for whatever reason, the Warriors are hell-bent on showing Denver that they are not on their level. Now, you guys are good and you're fun, but you are not the Golden State Warriors. You're not a contender. And we own you. And they've done that the last three times they've played them. And look, as a Warriors fan, it's been fun. I can't lie. I cannot lie. As far as the standings go after last night, Dubs beat Denver, as we know. So the Warriors are up two games on the Nuggets with five games left. And the difficulty of Denver's schedule pretty much wraps up the one seed for the Warriors. Now, it's interesting that the Rockets are now only 1.5 behind Denver. So there's a chance they could get to the 2 seed. As far as the Warriors are concerned, they don't want Houston in the 4 seed because then they'd have to play them in the second round. And if they're in the 2 or 3 seed, wouldn't have to see them until the Western Conference Finals. San Antonio won last night. So did OKC. So their spots haven't changed. OKC is still the 8 seed. San Antonio is still the 7th seed. And we'll see what happens moving forward as both teams play tonight. So Could get some movement in that 7-8 spot. We will see. We will see. Going to take one more quick break. Come back. Turns out Steph Curry's been the best shooter in the world. Or you know what? The best shooter ever. While not being able to see. He's had some trouble with his eyesight. But it hasn't slowed him down. We're going to talk about that next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Dubs, beat the Nuggets. Draymond steals a jersey. Boogie has his best game of the year. And we also find out today that Steph Curry actually needs glasses and contact lenses, and he just started wearing them recently. He has a stigmatism from, God, I'm not even going to try and say it. He has some sort of thing with his eye. I'll put it that way. And now he started wearing contacts. People asked him the other day about how he broke out of his post All-Star game shooting slump when he was shooting only 36% from three after the All-Star break. And in his first nine seasons, he shot 46% from three after the All-Star break. He was in a legit slump, and they asked, and he said, I started wearing contacts. He said he was serious. No, I started wearing contacts. And what he has is a condition called keratoconus. Probably said it completely wrong. But the bottom line is he doesn't have perfect 20/20 vision. And now that he put on some contact lenses, got his vision corrected, he is shooting over 50% from three in his last nine games, knocking down five threes a game. So, you can't make this stuff up. I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about it besides it's funny. He's seeing clearly. It is wild as someone who, you know, is vision impaired as well to go from not corrected vision to corrected vision. It is like day and night. And that's basically what Steph said. And it's just wild to think that he was doing what he's done his entire career while having impaired vision. And it's not that bad, obviously. Marcus Thompson mentions that Steph squints a lot. So, you know, it's not so bad that he can't make stuff out by squinting. But just the fact, I don't know, man. It's just, you can't make it up. It's crazy. I suggest you all go to The Athletic, subscribe to The Athletic, read Marcus Thompson's piece about it there. Because it's pretty funny and makes a pretty funny correlation to the movie Book of Eli starring Denzel. Which I'm sure you've all seen. You better have. Moving on to tonight's league pass picks for this evening. Pretty wild evening in the NBA. 12 games, but not a lot of great ones. It's, just one of those nights where a lot of teams whose seasons are already over playing teams who have something to play for. But I'm going to go with Houston at the Clippers, obviously because of the standings. San Antonio at Denver, obviously because of the standings. Both teams coming off a back-to-back last night. And you know what? Indiana-Detroit, another good one. Two playoff teams in the East battling. This other one doesn't have playoff implications, but man, Atlanta's so fun to watch. Philly at Atlanta is another good one. That's going to be the main thing moving forward as far as, you know, the games that are remaining goes is playoff standings. Because it's still up in the air. It's still up in the air who the Warriors will play at 8. And I don't know. I don't know who you would prefer them to play at 8 either. I'm kind of... torn's not the right word. OKC's been playing so bad. Why should we care if they play OKC? Maybe just to avoid any lingering drama, I guess. Who knows? They might avoid it altogether and get San Antonio anyways. But we will see. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.